to Britain now for one of the most prestigious events in the horse racing calendar, Royal Ascot, a charming mix of hats, horses and aristocrats.
What is it?
Royal Ascot is a five-day horse racing event that began in 1711. It's royal because it was started by one of England's queens, and to this day, there are always members of the royal family in attendance. Her Majesty herself, Queen Elizabeth II, is a racing fanatic who has her own horses in the competition. The event, being royal, is a physical demonstration of Britain's class hierarchy. Each day, the 80,000 spectators are divided into differently priced enclosures, each with its own dress code. Tickets in the cheaper enclosures range from 30 to 100 euros per day, and dress is relatively informal. A new enclosure, aimed at younger crowds, even has DJs and street food stands. But the royal enclosure, where around 10,000 people drink champagne in the company of the Queen, is members only, and the dress code is ultra strict. The men are all in top hats and tails, as if they had travelled a century back in time, and the women are engaged in what can only be described as total hat warfare.
Why the hats?
Ascot is the Super Bowl of millinery. Hats are part of the dress code, but it's not enough just to wear any hat. You need a hat that nobody else has. A hat that will be shown on that evening's TV news. A hat that has never before been seen on Earth. I always go to Ascot for the hats, says hat designer Piers Atkinson. As a milliner, it's unbelievable to see how many incredible pieces there are in the huge sea of people. Like other designers, Atkinson creates hats specifically for people to wear at Ascot, although his are more sober than some. I'm always dubious of hats that have been made to look like plates of food, he says. But the reason I love Royal Ascot is that anything goes.
And the horses?
Okay, yes. There are horses competing in six flat races per day over distances of up to 4.3 kilometres with a total prize money of around 6 million euros. But the big money is behind the scenes. Around 400 million euros are gambled on the races over the 5 days. And people don't only bet on the horses. There is also a tradition of betting on what colour hat the Queen will wear. Orange last year. Ascot used to be a European-level racing event, but now horses come from all over the world and it is a global TV event. When an Australian horse, Black Caviar, won her race in 2012, crowds were watching it relayed live on an outdoor screen in Melbourne's main square at midnight, local time. I can't imagine that happening for a horse race anywhere else in the world, says Nick Smith, Ascot's head of international racing.